Hi, it's Nick Forster. Digging into the E-Town archives, you know, Earth Day has gone through a lot of phases since the very first one back in 1970, but it is still going strong, and that first one was organized by Senator Gaylord Nelson and Dennis Hayes. Gaylord Nelson was a really remarkable politician and environmental advocate who wanted help getting his fellow senators to start taking the environment and conservation a little more seriously. And he really thought a movement would help bring political pressure on his peers. He has a long list of accomplishments, but it's amazing to think that in its very first year, Earth Day brought roughly 20 million people together in the spring to at least acknowledge that we need to pay attention to the health of our planet, which is pretty amazing. His co-founder, Dennis Hayes, has also been on E-Town before, a couple of times actually, and he calls Earth Day now the largest secular holiday in the world, celebrated by more than a billion people each year. Senator Gaylord Nelson died in 2005, but back in 1996, not long after we'd started E-Town, I had a chance to welcome him to the E-Town stage. Here's our conversation. Gaylord Nelson is a former governor and United States Senator from Wisconsin who's known as the father of Earth Day, an event he conceived and organized with the help of Dennis Hayes. But you may not know that as a senator, he introduced legislation to preserve the 2,000-mile Appalachian Trail, to mandate fuel efficiency standards in automobiles, to control strip mining, to ban the use of DDT, to ban the use of phosphates in detergents, to ban the use of Agent Orange. He created the National Environmental Education Act. He co-sponsored the 1964 Wilderness Act. He has been busy. He's been tireless. And his efforts earned him in 1995 the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the land. Would you please welcome to E-Town Senator Gaylord Nelson.
Thank you.
That's a pretty good welcome.
Yeah. If I ever run again, I'm going to take this audience with me. I just want to say, if I'm ever invited back to be on this program, I would prefer it if you had put me on before you put on Arlo Guthrie. I ran against a lot of different people in my 32 years in public office, and thank heavens I didn't have to run against him.
No, you guys are on the same team. I think you don't have to worry about that. Now, since you left the Senate, and you've been since 1981 involved with the Wilderness Society as counselor to the Wilderness Society, and lately one of the issues that you're dealing with primarily is the whole concept of sustainability. Can we talk a little bit about sustainability as it sort of guides you?
What we're really talking about is forging a sustainable society. What is a sustainable society? Well, it can be defined as one in which we meet our needs without depriving future generations of the opportunity to meet their needs. There is no sustainable society in the world or country in the world today because all of us are consuming our capital and counting it on the income side of the ledger. What's our capital? Air, water, soil, forest, minerals, rivers, lakes, oceans, scenic beauty, wildlife habitat, biodiversity. Take that away and all that's left is a wasteland.
So consumption is greater than ever, but primarily population is greater than ever. I mean, that's really what's driving that from your point of view, isn't that right?
Yes. The population pressure upon the resource base in this country and every other country is very destructive of that base that sustains all life, plant, and animal, including us.
Right. In case you've just joined us, you're listening to E-Town. Our guest, former governor and senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson. Certainly Earth Day mobilized more people, got press, got attention, got energy shifted towards the issue of the environment, the state of our planet, more than any other event. You must be very proud of that.
Well, the reason I organized Earth Day was I was trying to get the issue onto the national political agenda. And until we got it there, we weren't going to do anything about it. And I finally thought of the idea of getting a national demonstration in behalf of Mother Earth, because I knew from speaking in almost every state, I knew that the public was far ahead of the political establishment. And I figured if I could get a demonstration big enough, it would get the attention of the political establishment. It achieved that. 20 million people, largest demonstration in our history, demonstrated in behalf of Mother Earth on Earth Day, April 22, 1970, and it forced the issue onto the political agenda, and it's been there ever since.
I'm interested, though, at that time, what it was like for you among your colleagues when you brought up these kinds of issues. What kind of response did you get?
Well, you know, he's a kind of a nice guy. Let's hear him out, but don't pay too much attention. There were, when I went to Washington, there were only about six people in the Senate who you'd call environmentalists. Now all 100 will, even though because they're responding to the public. But there are a significant number of very able, very distinguished members of the House of Representatives and the Senate. We've come a long, long way in the past 26 years.
And last thing I want to talk to you about is your work now, as still continuing to try to get this message out. Do you feel that, generally speaking, there is an awareness, not just of the fact that there is a problem, but of the magnitude of this potential problem?
I speak to a number of grade schools and high schools as well as colleges. Today, the grade school kids at the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade level are better informed, more perceptive, more understanding of the issue than college seniors were in 1970 when I organized Earth Day. Now, when I organized Earth Day, there was not a single grade school or high school that taught environmental education. Today, thousands of them do. There was no environmental institutes in any university in the United States except the University of Wisconsin in 1970. Now every major university has an environmental department. There was no environmental law being taught in 1970. There were no environmental programs like this one. There's an educational process going on that is changing the attitude of the people of this country. Yeah. And we've got a long way to go, but I think with people like you and the educational aspects of it, that we'll make it. It'll take us another 20, 30 years to achieve the goal, but I think we'll do it.
Well, you have certainly been a huge part of getting this ball rolling, and I very much appreciate your stopping by and visiting us here in
Newtown.
Thanks for being with us, Governor Senator Gaylord Nelson.
Thank you.
That's Senator Gaylord Nelson live on stage for an E-Town taping back in 1996. What an inspiring man, what an inspiring politician, and what a legacy he's left for all of us. Tune in next time for more as we dig into the E-Town archives.